You're listening to SBS News.
The Queensland government wants all international arrivals to quarantine in remote camps to protect Australia's urban populations from the UK variant of coronavirus. The move comes after Brisbane's Grand Chancellor Hotel was shut down when six people linked to the quarantine facility tested positive for the highly contagious COVID-19 variant. A hotel cleaner and her partner, who are among the six, were contagious while in the community and triggered a three-day lockdown in Brisbane last week. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's clearly too risky to keep quarantining travellers in the middle of Australia's capital cities.
But I think with this new strain, we have to put all options on the table. And these are sensible, rational options. Howard Springs works very well in the Northern Territory. And there's no reason why we couldn't do something similar here in Queensland, or if not, around the country. If we are dealing with a strain which is up to 70% more infectious, I think we need to be really serious about it.
National Cabinet of federal and state leaders will consider the proposal at a meeting on January the 22nd. But the New South Wales government has shut down suggestions it could follow Queensland's lead and consider a move away from hotel quarantine in Sydney. The comments come on a day when New South Wales had recorded no new local cases of COVID-19 and two infections in hotel quarantine. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the relocation of the hotel quarantine system would be a logistical nightmare. Minister Hazzard argues it's not the best option for his state.
I can say, as I said earlier, that New South Wales certainly doesn't see the benefit for us in following that path. We have a very effective hotel quarantine system. More than 114,000 people have been through that system. And every day there are 3,500, every day there are 3,500 health and police and other staff who are actually making sure our hotel quarantine system works. So for us, there is no benefit in considering such a proposition.
Meanwhile, Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack has defended a reduction in the number of Australians allowed to return home in a bid to ease pressure on the country's quarantine system. Mr McCormack says 443,000 Australians have come back since March 2020, when the government first urged Australians overseas to return due to the pandemic. More than 71,000 have returned since September 2020. Mr McCormack says the government has followed the advice of medical experts when deciding on returnee numbers.
We have reduced the cap. Yes, we've reduced it by half, or the states have said that we've complied and we've worked with them through the National Cabinet process. But all the way through, we've taken the best possible advice from the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee, through Brendan Murphy firstly, through Paul Kelly, who's followed on his great work in that regard. So we'll take the best advice, best medical advice from the health experts. We'll apply that to the states through the National Cabinet process and the territories, of course. We want to, of course, see as many Australians come home.
And Victoria has achieved 8 consecutive days without a local or interstate coronavirus case. More than 16,500 test results were received in the past 24 hours. Premier Daniel Andrews says mask-wearing rules will be relaxed from Monday because of zero community transmission.
We will go back to just those higher risk settings, if you like. So if you're going to Chadstone, if you're going to Coles, Woolworths, Aldi, those sorts of settings, masks do serve a very important purpose, and that is to that extra layer, that extra level of protection.
And Tasmanian authorities have quarantined 14 people who spent time at Brisbane's Hotel Grand Chancellor, where the highly contagious UK variant spread. The state's health department says it's contacted all travellers in Tasmania who completed international quarantine at the hotel. Tasmania has declared Greater Brisbane a high risk, meaning no one from the region is allowed to enter the state unless they have an exemption. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.